95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We need to head out there to LaGrange, I think. You know, just take a couple of months off, hang out.
Okay.
Is this one of the places that's offering the free sex for getting vaccinated?
I don't believe so, no.
I need my booster. Really?
I don't think so.
Come on.
That was in Belgium.
Texas? Oh, Belgium. Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's a little further.
That's a bit of a drive.
Ah, well, hell's bells.
Yeah. How are you?
Aces. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you. You forgot your phone today?
I did.
That's the best.
I don't remember ever since I got my paws on a cell phone, leaving it at home.
That is the best because you'll reach for it 2,000 times.
Over
oh,
already.
I need to text. Nope. I should check the
cursing out my car for not being able to pair with it. I'm like, what's wrong with you, you stupid piece of crap? What do you mean you can't find it? It's in my pocket. Oh, no, it isn't.
Wow, that sucks.
Yes.
That sucks.
It's amazing how tethered we've become.
It really is.
Damn.
And when you forget it, man, you need it more than anything in the world.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Let's talk about what's happening on today's show.
I need to call off that hit and
write
my cell phone. Let's talk about today.
Too late. Sorry. wedding proposals gone wrong.
Ah, swell. Oh,
always love these.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw Billie Eilish was on Sesame Street.
I heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't actually watch that much anymore.
Singing, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a daily thing for you.
If I'm super high, sure.
Okay. So it's a daily thing
Oscar
for you.
Oscar the Grouch. You know, it actually debuted on this day in 1969.
What
Sesame Street. His first episode ran on this
How
day.
How do you randomly know that?
I know these things, man.
Okay.
But yeah, isn't that crazy?
I don't watch it, but I know the history of it.
Oscar the Grouch for the win.
Billy Eilish sang with the Count.
Oh, so that's awesome.
Street, yeah.
Oh, nice.
There was a man that was arrested for mooning.
Really?
Uh-huh, arrested.
Arrested?
Put in handcuffs.
Really?
Yes.
That must be a nasty butt.
And it was on his bucket list.
To be arrested or just to moon?
Just to moon. It wasn't a police officer, but it was a police van that had a radar on it that was trying to...
Looking for butts.
Yes.
Naked butts.
Not looking for butts, but that was...
Sadly ran into one.
On his bucket list?
Okay.
Which is odd.
I crossed that off a long time ago.
Fascinating car chase happened in Alabama.
Yeah.
We're going to have to step it up here, people. This is the... L.A. is the number one chase capital of the world.
Naturally.
So let's not let other places...
Especially Alabama.
Come on. Show us up. And we have our high-low game that's up to $1,600.
Yeah!
That's going to happen between now and 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I was saying a minute ago that Los Angeles is the car chase capital of the world. I like to keep it that way. There was a race in Alabama, chase, I should say, in Alabama... That was fascinating, and I'm gonna have you play the first part,
okay?
And then I'm gonna have you guess what the end is.
Did you get a text about this? Because I see you get tweets all the time. People are like, "Car Chase, Channel 5."
Whatever. That's for local ones.
Yeah.
This one's from Alabama.
Okay.
I search. Do I spend too much time on it? Yes, I do. Yes.
All right. Here's what happened, huh?
Uh huh.
Okay.
The SUV did not stop. Officers tailed it south all the way to Prattville, where they put down spike strips. That caused the SUV to crash, damaging two other cars at the intersection of Memorial Drive and Main Street. And here's where it gets interesting.
Okay,
so.
Right.
It's gone over the spike strip.
Right.
It's crashed into two other cars.
Right.
But here's where it gets interesting.
Right.
Why?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Because he gets out of one of the car that's damaged and jumps into one of the cars that he just hit and takes
off. Oh, that's genius.
Oh, damn. He didn't do that.
That's genius. You're a villain. That's a great, your mind works
so
well.
I'd be like, oh my gosh, can you believe what just happened? Hey, I need to get in your car real quick. Boom.
That would be awesome. No, I'm going to give you one clue.
Okay.
What was the more interesting part of the story? Here we go.
Okay.
The only people in that expedition.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your clue.
The only people in that was being chased?
Uh-huh.
Were children.
Were kids. An 11-year-old, a 12-year-old, two 13-year-olds, and two 14-year-olds.
Oh, my God.
How did you guess that?
I have no idea.
There were five kids.
Totally
six kids.
Incorrect.
Sorry, six kids.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
The 14-year-old driver will be charged with receiving stolen property, assault, speeding, attempting to elude, and reckless endangerment.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
You know, that's one of those, then you're 30 years later, you're asking for weird stories on the radio, if such a medium still exists.
Sure. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, my friend decided to take us on a joyride in a stolen SUV.
Six kids.
Damn.
That's crazy. Yeah. And a 14-year-old driver
14.
Was eluding the police, and the police didn't know that it was a kid because they were driving pretty well, apparently.
Can you imagine how noisy it was
until
that
the spike strips
inside
right,
there?
Right.
Like the five
hey, everybody,
of them.
Shut up! Stop! Mom's gonna kill me!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Perfect song right there for this particular subject you're about to bring up.
Correct. $1,600, by the way, in the high-low game.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna win that money very soon.
A few minutes. You have a bucket list?
No.
You don't even like the term, do you?
I don't.
Yes, it bugs me too.
Yeah.
But if you had a terminal illness...
Well, that's totally different.
No,
I mean,
that's
that
what
actually,
I think.
Yeah, no, that's completely different.
So Daryl Meekum is the guy's name. He's 55 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He was a retired university lecturer.
Okay, wow.
And he was told that he had only a few years to live, so he made a bucket list.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's
that makes
totally
sense.
Fair.
Okay.
That's that. Yes,
because your time is limited.
Yeah.
So you
want to? Otherwise,
make sure.
I'm like, just go do it. Shut up.
Right.
But I mean,
shut
if you know,
it,
yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, what was on his bucket list?
On his bucket list was mooning a speed camera.
Wait a minute. So
apparently in England, they have mobile speed camera vans.
Oh, really? They go park places and just watch. Huh.
I guess, yes.
Wow, the man is on wheels.
And so this is something that has always bugged him.
Sure.
And he wanted to moon one.
Now, you're saying he was a lecturer and a retired lecturer. So he's probably pretty buttoned down. This is like Breaking Bad for him.
A retired university lecturer. Yeah, he was going crazy with his mooning.
Mooning the cops.
Sorry,
the bobbies.
He went out into the backyard and he mooned the speed camera. Then he went back in, check, picked that right off the list.
Right. Well done, sir.
20 minutes later, it was the police.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
The police. It turns out.
We didn't want to see your butt, sir.
They arrested him.
What? For mooning?
Yep.
Come on.
They arrested him in his back garden.
Just think how lucky they were that that's all he wanted to do. I mean, he's got death facing him.
Yes.
And he doesn't have much to lose.
Correct.
And all he's going to do is show him his butt.
Right.
But they're all upset about
it. And they're going to make a big deal out of
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And arrest him and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So at first, he kind of fought a little bit because he couldn't believe this was happening.
Right.
And then
it's ridiculous.
They threw him to the ground.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Wow.
And he said, I'm terminally ill and I won't be able to breathe like this, which I guess if you're white, makes a huge difference. So the police let him up.
Well said, sir.
And
they believed him.
They believed him.
Yeah.
And they arrested him.
Oh, my God. Because for mooning.
For mooning a speed camera. Yes. Yes.
They must have been mighty proud. You know, we arrested a guy who showed us our butt.
I can't imagine they were.
Yeah, his 55-year-old butt.
I really can't imagine that they were.
He was a terminal patient. But you know what? We taught him a valuable lesson.
We sure did. We threw him to the ground in his garden. Sons of bitches. Showing us their butts and whatnot.
Man, this number's been hanging around too long.
Yes, it has.
We got to get this number the hell out of here.
We picked it yesterday. Oh,
yeah.
By the way, we don't pick the numbers, just so you know. It's like a random generated thing.
Very spell. It was all the bats we had to kill to get the number.
Right.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was the animal sacrifice.
Blood
that did
ritual.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
maybe that's why. It was really nasty yesterday, so maybe this number is harder to narrow
see,
in
that
on.
Could be, yeah.
I don't know.
It's worth $1,600.
Yeah.
So if you want to call right now, 818-955-KLOS, you get Dirty Honey and Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen tickets at the Wiltern March 2nd automatically.
And those tickets on sale right this second via Ticketmaster. If you're caller 13, though, you win.
And you can guess a number between 0 and 95, and the last contestant guessed 90, which is too high.
Too high.
So 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. It is the KLOS High-Low Game. Who is this?
Michelle.
Michelle, you're caller 13.
Oh, right.
Check you out. You're going to go see Dirty Honey and Wolfgang Mammoth Van Halen at the Wiltern on March 2nd, for sure.
Awesome.
And you get to play the KLOS High-Low Game, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, for $1,600. The number is between 0 and 95, and the last guess was 90, and it was too high.
So what do you think is the number?
91.
Too high, too high, but into the sky. Won't stop.
If I could, 90 was too high. So you got 91.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Hey, language. My goodness. That don't matter, though. You're still going to go see Dirty Honey and Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen. That's going to be a hell of a show.
Awesome.
Thank you. Congrats.
And I'll have another beer with you.
Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And I don't know if you saw this, but Billie Eilish was on Sesame Street.
I heard something about this. I didn't actually watch it. I haven't watched that show in, I don't know, 55 years.
I catch it every day.
Do you? All good.
No,
that's good.
Don't really.
Really? What's been going on?
So she sat down and she sang about the number two.
Oh.
Nope. Nope.
I didn't know they were teaching that sort of stuff on the show now.
Nope.
That's nice.
With the count.
Oh, I love the count.
The actual number two. Listen up.
When I'm counting with you, I'm happier than ever.
Number sounds so much better.
When I'm counting. I'm happier than ever.
It's very down tempo.
Yeah.
My goodness.
That's Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Hold on, they explain the number two here.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Never understood that number, so.
The number two.
Only Oscar the Grouch is greater than the count. Yeah.
Well, the count may want to argue with you because on the Heineken 00 hotline, we have the count.
Whoa. Are you serious? The count from Sesame Street? Sweet.
Hello, Kevin and Sluggo.
Hello, sir. You're my favorite bat.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Although he did say he likes Oscar the Grouch a little better.
No, you misheard.
What?
No.
I am number one.
But you were singing about number two. I love that you were singing about number two.
Yes, with Billie Eilish.
Yes.
What? She is so very attractive.
Oh, yeah.
Did you bite her?
Especially the part of her body that makes number two.
I'm not sure what
I'm
that
talking
means.
About her hiney.
Right, you got it. We got that, yes.
Her butt.
I can't imagine
that you've got a sweet ass.
Right. I can't imagine.
Uncensored count.
I can't imagine that you had a chance to see it, however, uncovered.
I did. Oh. I did have a chance because... We are small. The Muppets are low to the ground.
Right.
So when she turned around, boom, right in my face.
That must have been a great day for you.
It was a great day for the count. Speaking of the Grouch Oscar, we were talking about Billy, and we would love to have a three-way with her.
That's a new way to teach that number. That's true.
Three, yes. With a little foreplay. Foreplay.
This is a different Sesame Street, I'll tell you that.
Boy, I'll tell you, I can go back to watching
it. You didn't expect to hear about my sixth life, did you?
Sixth life. Oh, my God.
I didn't expect to hear any of this.
All right, that last one was a stretch.
Okay. Always love that song.
Yeah, great song. Golden Earring.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for a phone topic, and this is wedding proposals that went wrong.
Oh, this video that you showed me is hilarious.
So great. I just retweeted it on at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
You gotta go see it. Please go see it.
It says this proposal couldn't have gone worse, and I disagree.
Couldn't have gone better.
Couldn't have gone better.
Yeah.
It's
there's
so
water
weird.
Involved. There's potential pain.
For some reason, there is a man that is standing outside of the boat. And there's a woman inside the boat.
They're kind of really close to the dock, right close to the shore. And she's inside the boat, and he's, like, standing on something outside the boat.
Yes, and then he gives her the ring, and she says, oh, my God, really?
Yep.
And then she leans in to kiss him and pushes on the gas
hits
for the
throttle or whatever, and vroom! Boom! Off she goes.
Right into the shore.
Bam! Just hits the dock thing, scares the people on the shore.
The guy who was proposing fell in the water.
He's like underwater. She's like laying on the bottom of the boat there. I mean, I suppose it was probably still revving, but you know.
Yeah, probably. And then she had fallen down, as well. So she was sitting in the boat. So that was just spectacular.
That's perfect.
Don't tell me that didn't go well.
No, that's beautiful.
That was fantastic.
It's moving.
So wedding proposal's gone wrong.
Yes, please.
It doesn't have to be that she said no.
No. I mean,
it doesn't have to be, although
that's pretty great. Yeah,
especially if you do it, in public.
Yeah. Like maybe a Jumbotron is showing you. Yeah, and then she says no, and you start crying.
I always start the chant. Say no.
No, say no. Hell yeah. That's awesome,
dude. When they're on the Jumbotron.
Of course you do. I love that.
It drives me crazy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Get off the Jumbotron, you a-hole.
It's bad enough we have to see you kissing. I don't care if she says yes or no. That's just rude, isn't it? Say no. Say no. No.
Yes, that's the chant. And
hey, maybe it's happened at some point. You started a chant somewhere, and then she said no as a result.
Oh, that would be great.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, that would be good. This one, she said yes. She was very happy.
Yes.
But then wrecked the boat.
Yeah.
And people on the dock were like flying off the side and trying to balance so that they didn't fall in. It was really strong. Really strong.
Yep.
At Kevin and Sligo on Twitter and 818-955-KLOS if you have a wedding proposal gone wrong. Hang on, I'm just looking at my phone.
You bastard. My phone's sitting at home on my desk.
I don't have anything to look at, but I can.
Yeah, you bastard. I was yelling at my car. Oh, what do you mean you can't pair with my phone? What's wrong with you? Oh, it's not in my trousers.
You use the word trousers.
I do, because I don't have a phone to look up better words to use instead of trousers.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Rampant sex on the beach is destroying fragile sand dunes in the Canary Islands, researchers say.
Come on, rampant. What are they going, bananas out there?
Yes.
Come on.
They are. This is a weird thing, because Spain's Canary Island beaches... Apparently, there are 298, quote, sex spots on the island's famous nature reserve sand dunes.
Wow, that's incredible.
So there are sand dunes next to the ocean.
So you can kind of get a little privacy that way, I suppose, with those sand dunes.
I don't
dunes.
Think that people are looking for privacy, as you say.
I love how you shake your head.
Privacy. You have to when you say it that way. Because the reserve and the dunes have attracted, quote, cruisers who know they can meet up for anonymous encounters.
Okay, there you go.
So it's just like...
Yeah. You're just out there wandering around.
Hey, what's up? What's up with you?
Yeah, all right. Shall we? We have a lovely beach here and 27 people watching us. Let's do it.
There are, and I. This is maybe too much information. lizards choking on condoms.
Wow! Come on.
I'm sorry. I had to say that.
Yeah, humans never clean up after themselves on the beach, so I suppose that's not a surprise.
Trampled vegetation. Just some of the hazards that are happening.
Trampled.
Yes.
Rolled upon.
But here's my question. I guess I understand the you like to have anonymous encounters.
Sure.
I can get that.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like sand.
Yeah, and on the beach. You know,
seems
I've always
like
thought.
Sand plus sex equals sand.
Yes, lots of sand in lots of places. I mean, you know, what is it, From Here to Eternity? I was going to look it on my phone, but it's not here.
No, I have a phone right here.
Isn't that the movie that glorified forever sex on the beach? I don't know.
I don't know.
But I mean, Airplane showed what it would really be like with all the water, the tide coming in.
It seems bad.
Yeah, it just seems like wet and cold and
sandy.
Lots of sand. And yeah.
I mean, you don't want sand
in those. Yeah,
anywhere.
It was one of our favorite lines at Rocky Horror. What, someone put sand in your Vaseline? I mean, you know, it's like not an ideal situation.
Doesn't seem good.
No.
So I think we need to talk to somebody who's tried it.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Does it work?
Can it be good? Is it possible to be good?
It must be. I mean, I guess you have a towel, but are these anonymous folk in the 289
spots
or whatever?
You've been at the beach many times. Oh, no, you haven't. You're pretty white.
I love the beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I am very
pretty white as well.
Super white.
But, there's sand everywhere. It doesn't matter if you have a towel down or whatever. There's sand everywhere.
If you drive anywhere near PCH, you're going to have a ton of sand. Even if you don't stop at the beach, you got a ton of sand in your car and your shoes. It just happens.
Underwear everywhere. So sex on the beach is the topic, 818-955-KLOS. Can it possibly be good?
Has it ever been good for you out there on the beach, on the sand?
I mean, I guess I understand the thrill, the excitement.
Yeah, the appeal. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, but it really wasn't until Airplane that I thought, that would be a bad idea. It really wouldn't work. I wouldn't think.
It seems counterproductive.
Yes.
At
yes.
best.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS if you've had sex on the beach and you can tell us if it's...
if it works.
Any good.
The always cool Joyous Wolf in the KLOS free ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. That is called Fearless from Joyous Wolf.
We are talking about sex on the beach and how it can't be good.
It can't possibly work
just
properly.
Seems...
dangerous, painful.
Untoward.
Wet. Untoward.
I'm not sure that's...
18 points for that. That's a nice word. That's good. What the hell?
Okay, hello, Az. Hello.
Hello, this is Adam. I got a joke for you.
Okay.
It's, you know what a screaming seagull is called?
A screaming seagull, no.
It's when you're, you know, getting down on the beach and one person decides to pull out, dip in the sand and jump and the other partner goes,
I can see that's what we're talking about.
That's my point.
That's what it seems like would be the case.
That's my point.
Have you ever tried it?
Well, unfortunately, yes.
And
really?
Did such a thing occur?
Good or bad?
Sandpaper action.
See, that's what I would think.
Man,
yeah.
You don't want sandpaper.
No, unless you've got some very interesting issues.
Nope.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Does sex on the beach actually work? Or is there going to be a lot of seagulls screaming? He said.
That's a lovely sound.
What is in a sex on the beach drink? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I just generally pour vodka in a bottle and then
you just drink straight from the bottle. You don't need anything with an umbrella in it.
Take your umbrella. Get it out of my drink.
We are talking about sex on the beach and whether it's good or bad. You have an opinion?
Kevin and Sluggo.
Yo!
Hey!
Hey!
What's happening?
We weren't rolling in the sand, but we were on a lifeguard tower, and there was sand.
Oh.
Even on a lifeguard tower, really? I would have thought maybe you could avoid sand.
No, it was like 120 grit on the knees. It was not fun.
Wow. Yeah, that doesn't seem
but
good.
But it ain't going to stop you, is it? You're
got
that
God, no.
Train
no,
keeps on trucking, as it were.
Of course.
Right.
The guy's knees are bleeding, and he's like, I'm good. I'm
We're good. It's fine. I'll deal with this tomorrow.
Let's keep going.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi there.
I was calling about the sex on the beach.
Yes, you've tried it?
Well, yeah, I've done it before.
And how did it go?
It's really nice.
Is it?
You just got to know what you're doing. You
well,
really know what you're doing.
That lets me out.
You mean you know you need to know how to avoid the sand in the
issue?
Yeah, yeah.
Situation.
What you do? Yeah, you just you know go out and have a good time, get drinking, and you know do your thing, and then you know you're already dry and you're already clean. So
I don't know. I don't think you've ever done it. I think you're lying. I think you're making it up. Yeah,
hey,
you've never had sex, not only on a beach but anywhere. Even with yourself.
You just lay your stuff down, and then right? After you lay your stuff down, then you go on top of the stuff that you've laid down.
And
I got you.
I got you. All right.
I hear you.
Well, I'll give it a go.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Nope. I don't think he's ever had sex.
I don't think so either.
818-955-KLOS. Sex on the beach? Yay or nay?
We're talking about sex on the beach. KLOS.
Which is weird to say.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Sex on the beach?
Yes, I did it, and it was great.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was so nice. It was our second date. We had just seen it in a movie. It was pretty late at night, and then we drove down to, like, a kind of, I wouldn't want to say secluded, but we had to drive through, like, a multi-million-dollar Laguna Beach neighborhood to find
him. I would say secluded, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. And he already knew what it was, so clearly he's been there before. But anyway, yeah, he said that was the night he knew he loved me, and we've been together 11 years.
That's nice. So did you guys have, like, something to put down under you?
Did you have a blanket
or anything?
Was it
cold?
I mean, yeah, he had a convenient blanket in his car.
Oh,
he's a Boy Scout, then.
He was
prepared.
Yes,
right on. Well, congratulations on the 11 years of happiness. After sex on the beach.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Cake by the ocean. Hi, KLOS. Sex on the beach. Hello.
How? Why not? It was good.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. We put a blanket
right.
And sushi, and then we just got it off.
Is sushi code?
And no pain, no sand anywhere where it shouldn't be, none of that kind of stuff?
None of that. It was great.
Nice. All right. Well, good to know.
Also, don't forget sushi.
Look, you've been doing it right. You know, those
you
of us who
prepare.
Don't do things right generally are always
that's
shocked.
That's the key.
Yeah. Prepare. Yeah.
All right.
Hi, KLOS. Sex on the beach? Yay or nay?
Yay.
Yay. Okay.
Well, that has it. The yays have it. We'll go do it right now. We'll see you tomorrow, sir. Thank you. We'll post it on at Kevin and Slugger.
Nope.
Well, you're not invited.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Earlier today, we were talking about a terminally ill man who was arrested for this is in England, for mooning a speed camera.
Because it was on his bucket list. So, like, they're outside with their little mobile speed camera trying to get British motorists in trouble. Mm-hmm. And he thought it would be funny.
To moon them.
And what did they do?
He thought it would be funny enough to moon them that he put it
on his bucket
list.
He has, like, 2 years left to live, and that's one of the things he needed to get done.
Why? How does that make the list?
That's
funny. Strange.
He said he was a lecturer or something in university.
He's a retired university lecturer.
So he's probably been very G-rated all of his life, and he's decided,
so
you know what?
This is like the most exciting thing?
I need to present my butt to those cops because they always irritate me.
So there's a cop in a van, and he's got the speed camera, and the guy moons him.
Which is hilarious. How do you not laugh at that?
I don't know.
I would have a larf.
I don't know.
But I'd be like,
The cop called the rest of the police on him.
Oh.
And 20 minutes later, the dad of two was left stunned when three police cars and six cops pulled up outside of his home.
There's nothing going on in that town.
Three police cars, six cops.
Come on. Take down a mooner.
He refused to step out and get arrested.
He's like, are you kidding me?
So officers raided the home before wrestling him to the ground outside to put him in cuffs.
You know, sometimes there's just a little too much authority.
Seriously,
on the folk.
Come on now.
How about maybe figuring
it
out?
Easy. For God's sake.
What would they do if he had shown him the other side? They would have blown up the house.
Maybe they would have just detonated the house. Yeah, burned it to the ground. Who knows? He says, this is ridiculous. I mooned a speed camera. So what? Haven't you ever wanted to moon a camera? He says to the cop. And the cop goes, no.
No, I never have, sir.
But what a weird item to put on. Sure, yeah. It's a ridiculous arrest. Let's be honest. That's
beyond
a stupid thing to get thrown to the ground and cuffed over.
No kidding.
But what a strange thing to put on your bucket list.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. People do have really weird things on there. I've got to get this done
in my lifetime. I don't have a bucket list. Do you?
No, I just do it if I think of it. I'm just like, well, I'll make it happen. I don't know. I don't
have
really
a bucket list. Maybe it's a thing that more people have. Like, this guy's terminally ill. So
yeah, is there some reason?
He's got two or three years to live.
Or maybe, you know, your life has changed and, you know, you've broken up with whoever and now you're going to go out and do new stuff. And
right.
I don't know, whatever. You know, some people are not as insane as you and
I. All right, if you have a bucket list.
Because you and I just run out and do it.
That's true.
Without thinking ahead of time.
We moon just on a whim.
I just mooned the boss a little while ago. Keith Fries!
So if you have a bucket list and it has anything strange on it.
Yes, we want to hear about
first
it.
First of all, if you have a bucket list, we want to hear about it.
Sure.
But just because that's...
Yeah, it's interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, and if you know someone who had a really weird item on their bucket list and maybe got it done, that would be interesting.
Yes, 818-955-KLOS. If one of your bucket list items is mooning, I'd be surprised if it was.
And
but
please don't call it a bouquet list. No. Out of the question.
Do people call it a bouquet list?
I don't know. Some British TV show.
No.
We'll hang up on
you. We will hang up on your ass. 818-955-KLOS.
Pop Evil is who that is from their album this year. Hey, how dare you? You be quiet over there and it won't stop.
What's happening?
It's a little jingle for everybody to enjoy.
What's going on, do you think?
That was Pop Evil that did that, actually, I think. It's called Survivor. That's good stuff. I like that.
It is also 95.5 KLOS.
Turns out.
Rock Station. We were talking about a man in England who was arrested for mooning a speed camera.
Right, and it
was
on his...
trying to give out tickets for motorists who speed.
And he was like, I'm having none of it. I'm going to moon these guys.
Yes, that was
on his bucket list.
He had like a couple of years to live, and that made the list. I'm not positive how.
I'm glad he did.
But he got arrested. Thrown to the ground and arrested.
And now everybody's making fun of them for overreacting.
So we're asking if you have a bucket list, and if you do, is there something really strange on it? Do you have one?
Hello, do you have a bucket list? Hello? Is calling a radio station and not saying anything part of your bucket list? That would be weird. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
We are good, thank you. You have a bucket list?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird one.
Okay, good. Excellent.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
I want to see a beached whale explode.
What the hell?
Holy cow.
You want to see...
might be hard to arrange.
You want to see a beached whale explode.
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
Yeah, I do. I don't know why, but I have a feeling that pictures don't do it any justice.
And I'm guessing you've seen lots of video and pictures then, because that's your special.
There was a video that came out, I think, today from like 1957 or something of a beached whale that they actually put TNT in and blew it.
That's
sky
your
high.
That's your dream right there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Do you have
it
a time is. Machine? You can go back to 1957?
Why do you think that's in your bucket list?
Yes, please. Why?
I don't know. I don't know, but it's just one of those things.
I love it.
I warned you. It was weird.
Yeah, no, that's great.
That's what we're looking for.
So, did you enjoy when Bruce the shark got blown up in Jaws?
Yes, I did. That was awesome.
That was awesome. That is the weirdest call in a very long time. Thank you for calling.
You're the best. Thank you.
That was odd.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I was calling about the bucket list.
Yes. Yeah. You have a bucket list?
Yeah. I work at and I want to find out what's in our spread.
What's in your what?
In the spread?
What's in our spread stuff?
What do you think is in it?
Well, I know it's some sort of Thousand Island, but I know that there's something in there that they're just not telling us. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe!
No. March 2nd in the year 2022 at the Wiltern. Those humans right there, Dirty
if
Honey.
Any way that we can see Dirty Honey live.
God, wouldn't that be nice? Yes, it would be so nice. Mm-hmm. If only. That'd be on our bucket list.
Yes. Yeah. If we had a bucket list, it would be on there, yes.
So, you know what? Be caller 13 and your bucket list is complete and you can, drop dead, I guess.
Plus, the KLOS high-low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa is worth $1,700.
Damn.
It's a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 91.
Which was too high.
And it was too high.
Which was interesting. It was an interesting situation.
Yes, it was. Yeah. So, be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Time for the KLOS high-low game. KLOS, who is this?
My name's Carla.
Carla, you're caller 13.
All right.
Yes.
You got
tickets to see Dirty Honey and Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen, which I tried to say, right? At the Wiltern March 2nd. You already got that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now you're going to play the KLOS high-low game.
I'm ready.
Where you can win $1,700. It's a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 91, and that was too high.
So what do you got for us to grab that $1,700, Carla?
Number 89.
Are you high?
You are high as a kite.
Too high.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Carla.
Well, she got over that quick.
Yeah. Who needs that $1,700
anyway? I got Dirty Honey.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Great.
That's the way to look at it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon in time for What We Learned.
What did we learn today?
We need to step it up in Los Angeles with our car chases because Alabama just had one with a 14-year-old driver that had five other kids in the car.
And they did a pretty good job of outrunning the law?
They for a long time until they hit a spike strip, and then they, may have had an accident.
Smokey does not approve.
You have to plan ahead if you want to have sex on the beach. Otherwise, sandpaper.
I will let you figure that out.
If you moon a speeding radar in England, you can be arrested and thrown to the ground.
But we found some pretty interesting bucket list items from people as a result. Exploding whales. What was the other ones? I don't even know. Just so weird.
I can't get exploding whales out of my head.
Yeah, exactly. You can't get past weird. That. Yeah.
And also honorable mention, tip for the KLOS high-low game. If we say that the last guess was 90, and if we say that 90 was too high...
Maybe not go to 91.
Don't guess 91.
All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow.
Sesame Street debuted on American television on this day in rock in 1969. James Taylor, Ray Charles, the Dixie Chicks, Alicia Keys, and Stevie Wonder, amongst some of those that have dropped by. And I don't know about you, but Oscar the Grouch was always my favorite.